Blog Talk Radio.
Discover, transform, manifest. Welcome to Empowered Whole Being Radio, a safe and sacred place to discover and explore our unity.
Hello, fellow empowerment seekers, and welcome to the show. Hello, Frances. Thank you for joining us today and co-hosting with me. Yay!
Hello, everyone. Hello, Candice.
Well, we have a fun topic today. You and I were discussing it before we went live for the show today, and there's so much. We can really go down this rabbit hole pretty deep, can't we?
Mm-hmm. Very deep.
Before we do that, though, talk about our topic, which is gender stereotypes and the role they play in the illusion of separation. How about we just talk about what's been going on for us in the last couple of weeks? You want to go first? Do you want me to go first? What would you like to do?
You go first.
Shouldn't give you an option.
Go ahead.
Okay, so This topic is of interest to me personally because in the last few weeks, I've been working on the release of another blocking program module, and coming to the surface is this whole filter of point of view that has been centered around this particular illusion of gender and separation and self-rejection and all of these things. So here's one example of that blocking program that's in this module. The Candy or the Candace avatar having up until now, because now I'm seeing it more clearly, is not my truth. However, up until now, there was this portion of my program, my unconscious program, that created self-rejection because my avatar viewed herself as not being the perfect woman.
Yes.
You know, not just in looks, but behavior.
Mm-hmm. I can relate to that one.
And being more tomboy and always creating the situations where people would say to her, you know, my avatar would say, "Oh, you just want to be a man," and I would think, "No, I don't. I'm happy with who. I just don't want to be confined to some. I want to be able to explore the world. You know, if I feel like going on a solo backpack trip, or if I feel like pumping iron, you know, so what." You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's like the freedom to be who you want to be.
Yeah. So, So that's been coming up, and I'm excited because after the show today, I'm going to do a core issue session on myself and transmute that energy so I can have a whole new perspective and have the freedom to feel and be and co-create from a clearer field of energy, as opposed to having this creating this illusion of separation and self-rejection. So that's where I am. How about you, my dear?
Mine. Let me see. How can I top that? Well, there's nothing
you don't have to
top. Just to
combine. Just share. Share.
To me, you know, like the illusion that I had of separation of my male energy and my female energy, and the illusion of me have to unite them, like I had to unite them. I knew that I was lacking something, and I didn't know what it was. And I have been working with you with energies, and you know, it has been very beautiful. But I also have worked with a coach, and, you know, being in the space, his name is Brian, and, you know, being in the space with the opposite, exploring different parts of you and somebody giving you like that free space has helped me see the illusion, my own illusion of my own separate self within. And I'm united. There's no way I can be divided, but yet I was under the illusion that I needed, that I was separated, you know, like. And it was just, it's just so beautiful to come to the conclusion that you don't have to do, you just have to remove your belief system. So that's what I have been evolving into it. And you know, the more I evolve into that, it's like the gender has been disappearing from in front of me. So it has been very beautiful, you know, to get all the love from a baby, from a three-year-old, from an older person, from a beautiful man or a beautiful woman, and you know, it's just love. So that's what has, you know, it's like. So I cry a lot these days, you know, like everything makes me so happy that I cry a lot, and so
it's that tears of recognition of the unity of everything.
Yes, yes, and I usually put my hand on my chest a lot, and you know, crying, and I just let all that out, the energy out, and it's just so beautiful to feel that and to feel that the separation, you know, my own illusions, waking up from that illusion within myself.
Right, because I've experienced something similar, and what I feel that is when you have those tears, it's because we're beginning, our avatars beginning to truly feel the unity, the inclusion, as opposed
yes.
to feeling excluded and separate,
yes.
Like diminished in value. All of a sudden, there's this feeling of equal value, of being included, and the unity of that. And it's such a relief, you know?
Yes, and it also, in what I'm going through, it's like my whole divine self is this, descending into my body, because I'm getting rid of so many belief systems and stories and lies that I told myself, that it's just a space. It's like it's like I'm feeling comfortable. The divinity is feeling, not that, you know, I'm kind of talking from my avatar point of view, how it feels from this body, but it's like there has been a unity within, flowing
that,
very beautifully.
Yeah, because you're integrating. The more you clear out the blocking program, the more the integration occurs naturally. It's just its own unfolding process, and the more we view everything around us through our greater self perception, as opposed to the avatar program filtered, you know, controlled perception.
Yes.
So yay!
Yay! So
I'm
that's,
excited
that's,
for you. That's awesome.
I know. It's just so beautiful, you know, like I want to paint and I want to produce money so I can sustain myself. And then, you know, the universe told me, no, this is a time to relax in that evolvement. You have somebody taking care of you, you know, don't rush anything. Things are going to come to the end when they need to. Right now, just enjoy the space of being care. So surrendering to that care, it's like the ego doesn't want to let go, you know.
The fear energy, right?
The beliefs, you know, the ego, the belief system, whatever you want to call that, but that, you know, doesn't want to surrender to letting go of somebody coming and loving you from their deepest truth. It doesn't matter, you know, what that truth is, but they're coming from the supreme being also, you know.
Yeah, because we are all that. We are that greater self. Yeah, yeah.
So that's where I am. You know, it's like I'm going through a divorce. You know that, but not many people know that. And it's amazing that after being for 25 years in marriage, now that the expectations are gone and the lights are gone, my soon-to-be ex-husband and I are having a better relationship than we had in 27 years, two-plus years, you know, dating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow, you know, I'm having surgery in November, and who's going to take care of me? He is. So, you know, to have that relationship now between friends, because I have no... I'm surrendering to his care.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's where I am also, on top, you know, in between and sideways of all that I have shared. So, yeah.
Well, that's good. And you know what makes all the difference when we're walking through all of these opportunities for growth is remembering who we really are.
Mm-hmm.
That we're not the avatar in truth, mm-hmm. that we are the greater self, merely exploring through this particular moments program. It's research program. It's not who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Our program is not our identity. It's merely the research program. And by maintaining, I find for myself that, and I think it's universally true, that when we maintain that perception of true identity, then we are. Then it's not necessary, or it doesn't serve us to embrace or align ourselves with the story as identity, because.
Mm-hmm.
It's merely research. It's not who we are. And then it makes it easier to walk through these releases that we're going through, you know, the evolution of our whole being, of releasing that program and transmuting it from fear back into joy, love, because we're not identifying with it as being who we are.
And
go ahead.
You know, it's so beautiful when you're going through that, so you can really get it, where you were, where
mm-hmm.
you're leaving behind, what are you going to transform. I am going to co-create all these scenarios, and I am going to bring all these characters so you really know. So
yeah.
Everything that you're leaving behind is like 3D in front of you happening, and you... What is it that I'm missing? But when you really, really get it, what is it that you are going to leave behind and you're going to transform, then the shift happens. And that's where
mm-hmm.
your work comes. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
that's what you do
mm-hmm.
In your sessions. Very
Oh,
beautiful.
Yeah. Well, so, today's topic, gender stereotypes and the role they play in the illusion of separation. This is an interesting topic because it's another gender is another way that here in the third dimension, the illusion of separation is kept in a self-perpetuating loop. And when we're going to talk today about this topic from both the human third dimension point of view, and then we'll also look at it from our greater self as like more of a quantum approach. And it's nice to have that contrast so we can maybe spark in someone a new point of view, a new perspective that can shift something for them. Before we jump into that, though, let's just touch upon what our previous show, and where we had William Brown on as a guest again. What a joy. He's an amazing person, devoting his life as a scientist to researching the quantum biological
reality of our physical body, that we're not really solid. And he is a research scientist working with Nassim Haramein at the Resonance Project Foundation. And if you're not familiar with William Brown, you might want to check out that show, listen to it on demand. It's available, of course, on the Empowered Whole Being Radio, Blog Talk Radio website. Also, you can get it on iTunes as a podcast if you want. We have a iTunes podcast station, and it's Empowered Whole Being Radio. You can just check it out, search for it. You'll find it and listen to it there as well. We'll have him back on again another time periodically, because there are all these great breakthroughs, and it's just fun to hear what kind of new things that they are exploring at the foundation there. Announcements. We have a call-in number, 646-378-1732. Again, that's 646-378-1732. Chat is open. And by the way, I should say Rob is not with us today on the show as the co-host. We have the amazing Francis instead, because Rob is attending a workshop learning the modality of laughter yoga, becoming a laughter yoga instructor.
Wow.
And I know, and we're excited about that, because we're going to be incorporating that into the workshop that Rob and I are putting together for next year. We're going to start this series of workshops where it's parallel to a ropes course, if you're familiar with that, but it's not going to be outside and actually elevated and doing things with ropes and at a high elevation. But it's taking the concepts of challenging our fears and having a breakthrough experience with using the energy of joy, the power of joy for transition. And so there's a bunch of different things we're going to be doing. And one of the things we'll be doing is touching upon this use of laughter yoga as a way to create contrast to the fear so it's more easily recognized. So that's exciting. And other than that, don't really have any big announcements. Things are happening under this, you know, a lot of stuff's going on, but not a lot I want to share at the moment. Do want to say, though, that the Infinity Experience Project on our Empowered Whole Being TV YouTube channel is ongoing. If you want to share your awakening experience where you first realized that you were so much more than just your physical self, that you are part of this greater expansive consciousness that we all are, let me know. We'll put up your video and we'll do the interview and post your video. Be happy to do that. And also, if you have written, or you feel that you have something that you want to share in writing and publish a book, we are taking new manuscripts now in Empowered Whole Being Press. So we like to work with visionary authors and new voices. It's important to get the new voices out there, not just a rehash of what's been out for a while, because as we all know, things are evolving and shifting and transforming. And there's new information coming in. So let's get that new information out to the world so we can share that. So how about we get into the topic today?
Yes.
So we say gender stereotypes. However, we're going to be expanding on that a little bit. And it'll be a little bit even more we're going to kind of deviate from just the stereotypes. We're going to talk about, like I said, the actual bigger picture of how gender plays into the illusion of separation. And I'd like to start out
with just talking about how does gender uphold the illusion of separation. And when we talk about that, when we say separation, the illusion of separation, the only place that that exists is here in the third dimension, the physical world, right? Because everywhere, any other dimension, everything, there is a sense of unification. Maybe not in the fourth even sometimes, but definitely in the third. The illusion of separation is alive and well and functioning. It's a key component.
Everywhere.
The key has to be there. It has an important purpose to play. So it's not a bad thing. It's just when you wake up, then being able to embrace the unity of us is part of the transformative process, right?
Yes.
So that's one of my, I want to make sure when we talk about this, everyone understands that it's not in a context of saying, of judging it as being good or bad. It's neither. It is an important component, though. And we wouldn't be able to, we as greater self, our collective consciousness self, would not be able to explore what we are, who we are, without being able to separate, without being able to isolate different emotions and experiences and observe them. So the third dimension, I always call it the holodeck, right, from like Star Trek?
Yes.
because it is such a holodeck, providing opportunity for all kinds of experiences. And then there's one thing I want to add in before we jump into this. When we begin to talk about this illusion of separation and how gender plays into it, we're going to talk, when we talk about it more from a greater perspective, like a higher perspective, we'll be talking about the quantum aspects, meaning that we are fields of electromagnetic energy. Our third dimension body, this physical body, is programmed to appear a certain way. And that program is what holds it in place, that intention. That's how energy functions. Its consciousness is what causes it to take form. So that being said, we know that we're electromagnetic. Electric energy equates to yin or receptivity or feminine. And yang equates to masculine, pushing out or moving out. Yin's moving, pulling in, mm-hmm. and yang is pushing out. Mm-hmm. And that the energy changes. The energy is the energy. It's not like there's just electric energy and there's just magnetic energy. In the toroidal flow, that cyclic flow of energy that's around everything, it comes in electric and goes out magnetic. And what I have found when in avatars' energy systems, when they're still in research mode, whether it's research mode for, they may just be a research life, or if they're a release life and they're in research mode, that toroidal flow, the poles are reversed. So it's coming in magnetic and going out electric, which helps to create that wall, that veil, that barrier between the avatar's awareness of itself just being this physical form and its awareness of being unified and being the greater self. So that polarity switch is a key element of how this functions, create the illusion of separation. And also, when we start to wake up, that begins to shift back.
Yes.
So the reason I'm saying all of this is to punctuate and spotlight the fact that we already are male-female, because the very essence of electric energy is to pull in, to
pull the flow in, and the magnetic is to push the flow out. And I've mentioned this before in our shows, that this is replicated even in our physical heart, this push-pull. We call it the sodium-potassium pump. And there are certain enzymes that cause, I'm paraphrasing this, I'm not a scientist, but as I have read this, my understanding of it is that the enzymes cause the an influx or a increase in the sodium chloride, and to create a certain response of, I can't remember, I think it's potassium pulls in and I think chloride pushes out. But it stimulates the muscles in the heart to create that toroidal flow in the heart of the blood flowing through a certain way to pull and push, to pull and push. And so even in our physical body, there is an example of what we're talking about on a greater perspective of the yin-yang or the electric magnetic toroidal flow of energy, which I think is pretty doggone cool.
Wow, yeah.
So I wanted to just mention that as sort of a launching point. And I would love, Francis, if you would share, because you and I talked about this earlier this week, and you were sharing some of the things about your avatar's program, being that written into the program, there was a real punctuation, a real highlight or focus on the gender separations, like a really stereotypical perspective of who anyone is, starting with the gender. It was a big part.
Yes, you know, it all started when you know, we were doing the horses illustration, and I had a no to it. You know, it was like a block inside of me, no. And I went under that, and I inquired, and I sat down into that, and, you know, it was talking with you that I realized that, oh, my God, I have been relating horses with men and power. And, you know, once I saw that, all that illusion and all the belief system that I have, you know, believe the conscious program, you know, it all started beautifully unraveling and working and, you know, working from an honest point of view also with a male coach has helped me a lot, and working with you, and now coming from that, it's like the whole, and all that came together like a closed circle when I went to an event on the military post. I was a military wife for 23 years, officer's wife, and so that the alpha male dog, that dominarian, the men that, you know, have to be the leader, the guy, you know, that image, the men in uniform, that image that we have been fed up in spoons since we were baby girls, you know, and from our mothers, our ancestors, you know, the memory, the cellular memory of the body to talking, all that started unraveling. I went to the event and I sat there and I'm like, I wanted to have a connection of energy with the men there. And every time I tried to expand my energy, it was like I was pushing walls, and they were like images. So that's why, you know, that image started falling off, because that's where the images, those men have to uphold to survive that world. But I'm not in that world anymore. So I don't feed that, you know, that energetic fit. It didn't. But it was
but
just
it
so beautiful.
It started before that, even. I mean, the fact that your avatar's program was designed for her to be born in the Dominican Republic with
that's
Catholic influence, you know, and because you've shared with me in the past that in DR, there is a really big emphasis on gender, stereotypes. Really stereotypical. Women have to be this way. Men have to be that way.
And you
there's no deviation from that.
And I never fit that mold. And then when I became very religious in my 17 years old, I went into this religious self discovering how many 50 shades of gray, and I heard myself in this process, you know, after I left that exploration, which was a blessing because all that pain pushed me to, okay, so what is behind this, you know, so I kept, so it was a blessing in disguise. Now I can see it that way, you know, but waking up from that, there was a lot of anger in the waking up from that dream, and it was a process, and that's when you and I met also. So, but that image became all the way from that and the cellular memory, you know, of my mom and my grandmother and growing up, you know, in that environment, and my grandmother stayed home. My mom had to become a businesswoman, but then in her later years, she, you know, had somebody that provided everything, so she closed her business and stayed home. And so I stayed home with my husband, you know, with my kids, because I wanted to give them a stability, because my husband was always gone somewhere. And you know, looking back, I'm like, you know, it would have been good for me to go to school, put my kids in daycare, you know, do things. But I was in research mode.
Exactly. You were in the midst of that research, and so it was perfect.
Yes, and then
the
awakening started happened when I turned 30. I went and shaved my head, had a nervous breakdown. I didn't want to be a mom. I wanted to walk away from my marriage. And well, my doctor and my husband convinced me that I was having a midlife crisis to get in pills. And so from the 30s to my 40s, I was 44. I took 3 antidepressants every day. And one day, you know, I met somebody. I met Don Miguel, and I met all these beautiful people. And I stopped. You know, I stopped the pills. And, you know, I'm not recommending people that are taking their medications to quit medication. To me, it was just something that it was part of the process that I have no idea how to explain. But it was my process, personal process, and I was all under my doctor care. So it was something that I took the decision, and he knew that I did. And so it was under medical supervision, too, the quitting of that. I just, you know, making sure that people get that part.
I'm sure they do. Yeah. I think what's interesting in what you're sharing is, getting back to the gender thing, is that, like you said, your avatar's program was designed in such a way that there was that she had this huge influx of gender stereotypes, and yet her program was designed in a way to be in contrast to that. Because she did not fit that mold, quote unquote.
No.
And so there was this, that beautifully created the opportunity to explore self-rejection and also entrapment.
Yes.
To feeling trapped by the circumstances, to feel victimized, to explore all of that through the power of victimization.
From childhood, you know, I had a really, now I see it as, you know, it could have been whatever, but the childhood I had was very difficult. I had a very difficult mother. I didn't know what day to day, you know, if you know, plates were going to fly, knives were going to fly, and, you know, it was rough. She went through shock therapy, and, you know, to observe all of that and now to have a completely different relationship with my mom and understand that she was just so young. So many
She was probably experiencing a lot of what you experienced growing up, too. not yes. fitting the mold, you know?
Yes. And I can see that. And but coming from where I am and seeing her awareness now, is so much wisdom that comes out of this woman. And for me, recognizing her as divinity, as the mother guiding me too, and even though I didn't know from day to day when I was a child, you know, I came here to share that, to be a support for her there. So I'm going to cry right now. So that's happening also.
Okay, well, that's good. And that moment was shifting into that avatar perception, because in reality, from a greater self perception, you are your mother, she is you, you're me, I'm you. We are, in essence, this collective energy that we're still trying to figure out what that energy is, right?
Yes.
It's a certain frequency, and we know that the joy, love words evoke the closest thing that I've ever experienced to what that is. But maybe in my human consciousness, I'm still not able to fully experience the expansiveness of what we really are. I don't know.
Yes.
So getting back to gender, do you want to finish your thought on that in the framework that this, I kind of interjected and got you sidetracked,
that was perfect the way it flew. I mean, it all integrated the way you put it. But you know, I heard somebody saying that we are all part of the same animal, and it's like that was so cool. I never thought about it. You know, the being. You know, we are all the same part. You know, parts of the same animal. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to add to what you just finished saying.
Yeah.
I think we are the. I mean, here in this third dimension, we are part of the same animal. And divinity is just one. You know, love is just one. So joy. So, yeah, just wanted to add that.
Yeah. Awesome. I see that gender is such a powerful tool for holding the illusion of separation. When we come into human form, physical form, and we are, we take on the form of one half of ourself. Mm-hmm. You know, my body is a female body, and therefore taking on the perception of being yin, yet the reality is we're all both. We're yin-yang, we're electric, and we're magnetic. So there's going to be both energies there. And it's really a powerful tool because, you know, I'm sure I've not directly experienced it, but I'm sure that in other dimensions or other planets or other places in the universe, in the physical world, not, you know, energetically, but in the physical world even, there are species, life forms that are already androgynous, that they're male and female.
Yes, a lot of reptilians.
Here in this country, here in this world, on our planet, there's plant forms. They're called liverworts, and liverworts. My mom was a biologist, and as a child, I have fond memories of us going out and collecting things for her classes that she taught high school. And one time, we drove to the top of this mountain in Santa Barbara area to collect liverworts. And it's a plant that's can be both sexes and like asexual. I mean, it's both. And so it can switch back and forth. And I'm sure there's other life forms that can do that as well. I just may not, at the top of my head, know what they are at the moment, but I know that there are. So here on Earth, on this planet, in this
third dimension world that we're in, clearly gender and separation of male female is a key component of the holodeck program for self-exploration, right?
Yes.
So
and how much we punish the one that get out of that.
Yeah. So it's interesting, the whole awareness, again, so much is coming to the surface, just like we each individually seek to uncover what blocking beliefs, fear-based blocking beliefs are residing in our unconscious, bring them to the light so we can review and process and release them, transmute them back to joy, love. It's happening not just individually, but in a group blocking system. There's the global blocking system. So there's this global thing going on here, I believe, in Earth that is bringing to the surface those things that have been very strongly fear-based. And I think that gender is one of them.
Yes.
Because it creates such a template, such an opportunity for self-rejection.
Yes. Sometimes I feel, and you know, that the same fear translates to everything around, the way we treat the animals around, the way we treat each other, period. But the way we treat the animals around, you know, the way we eat, the food that we eat, you know, everything, it translates into the same fear base. So it's like a never-ending fear. Like, sometimes I feel like I'm a cattle, you know? So, and getting out of, waking up from that illusion of separation, you know, it's beautiful. Because I know I spent the first year crying because I couldn't believe it, you know?
What I
did co-created in my research mode
and to shift from identifying that as being you, where so then you're free of the blame. And we've talked about this on the show before about practicing compassionate objectivity and observing with compassion, so that we understand that it's not who we are; it's what we've been exploring here in this in a human form on behalf of our true self as greater self as source. And so the gender thing, what's interesting about that is that in the third dimension here in the world of separation, when we meet someone, the first things we look at, because we're looking until we expand our ability to perceive from our greater self, the first things that we do when we're not really awake is we assess who a person is by male, female. And so then we're projecting onto them our own avatar human perceptions of what that means. If we see, and then there's color, and there's culture, and all of these things that create separation, because it's that feeling of judging upon if I'm safe or not. I think it comes back to feeling safe. Because I feel that men also, because this is part of the stereotype, you know, that somehow men are supposed to be that have all the answers and
poor guys.
I know, and that they're going to protect everything and make everything okay, and all of that. But my God, what pressure!
Yes, I feel so. That's one of the things that I was laughing, you know, with my ex-husband. You know, it's like laughing of all that pressure. I tell him, go and have fun. I really want the men to find somebody that adores him and make him feel that. We didn't explore that in the marriage. So, but to release him of that, he felt freedom when I told him that, you know, in his face. Go and have fun for the first time in your life. You know, you're a young man, 48 years old, go and have fun. So that freedom to do that also, you know, to be free
of
that.
Well, that's just it. There's the gender plays into that. Mm-hmm. And women... and I'm going to only speak from my experience because I have a certain cultural, my Avatars program has a certain cultural background, and as does yours. So in its program, it was designed to, with its filters, to view things a specific way, right?
Yes.
And then when I began the reawakening process, those filters begin to dissolve and fall away. And begin to see things more expanded and very different than I used to. However, in the beginning, when I was still in research mode, there were, and as you also have shared, you had a similar experience, having components set up in my Avatars program, such as... my father was British, born and raised in Cape Town, South Africa, from a, you know, long-standing, prominent British family in that, you know, town, locale, whatever. And for him to, so we had certain, he had certain, his program, he was definitely released, research life, he had certain perspectives, right, of how men are and how women are.
Yes.
Very, very old school, you know.
Yes.
And it was really hard for him when he was not able to provide for his family due to illnesses and some things that happened. And my mom, who was well-educated, she graduated from college at 18 with a double major in chemistry and biology.
Wow, Candace.
Which was unheard of. Which was unheard of, you know, for women back in before the Depression, you know?
Yes. Wow.
So anyway,
awesome.
She started to become the breadwinner and got her whatever she needed to do to become a teacher and begin. And He was so locked in his gender stereotype of his self-definition that he kind of unraveled. He began to unravel as to who he was, you know, and what makes him, you know, his sense of value fell apart.
Yes. I have seen that in a lot of men where their, you know, their wife or they either help her, you know, fly, and or they fall apart and the whole marriage falls apart. Yeah.
Right. So that's because that happens when the avatar identifies with the program as identity. Mm-hmm. And if they're in a research mode, then they're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. That's perfect because they're creating catalytic contrast for others. Because again, remember, we're not really separate. We're all the same energy, just creating this illusion of separation. So with those components, the messaging for the Candy or the Candace avatar was that on one side, you're supposed to be this way, but on the other side, go for it. If you feel like that's important to you, go for it, you know. Be fearless and or at least have a lot of bravado. So until you can figure out what you're doing. And so there was that really nice contrast there that, you know, which created a sense of self-rejection because – even though there's a female body, the female body enjoys defining moments, enjoys testing, enjoys stretching the limits.
Yes.
And seeking out challenge. So
which are often stereotypically attributed to male energy, when it's
yes.
not.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's why I enjoy the Vikings, the history that the women were side to side with the men fighting on the battles. My avatar from this third dimension, I appreciate that. And wow. So, you know, it's just beautiful to I heard a program on the radio when I was driving the other day that the poorest countries, I don't know the statistic, I'm not a, you know, those people that do that, or I just heard this on the radio, that the poorest country globally are the ones that the women are suppressed and oppressed.
Oh, interesting.
And, because they do not contribute. They stay home. They either cannot drive. They are subject under the husband's rule and under the system, and those are the poorest countries. And I'm like, wow, I have never put that click. You know, what a powerful... and if you look at European societies, the one that have evolved beyond the equality has come, I don't know, I don't remember the name of that country, the women walk away, all the females, they walk away and they stay home and they didn't do anything until their wages were raised equally. And that was like in the 1970s, 19-something, you know, those decades. And that country is one of the most developed countries openly in what they teach in school and their society. And, you know, it's just amazing how, you know, equality into that. That it's not that, okay, we were not plucked out of a rib, for God's sake. You know, we were right there, created equal as one. God is both of us. Genders.
Again, because it's yin yang, it's electromagnetic energy.
Yes.
Everybody. So let's shift to that perspective before we end the show, because we're getting down to a few minutes here. So we've talked a lot today about the human perspective of gender, and I want to mention that I think it's amazing and beautiful that there are. But more attention and spotlight is on like Caitlyn Jenner and other individuals who are shifting and acknowledging the fact that though they may have a male or a female body, they actually identify with the other gender instead, the opposite gender. And I think that's really important because it shows that we are both energies. We're not one or the other. Stereotypes are only perpetuated through perception. It's not based on anything real.
Yeah. Oh no, it is not. It's like an image.
It's like a, you know, it's a fairy tale that keeps being passed on. And it's not in every culture. Certain cultures adhere to that fairy tale more than others.
Yes, yes.
So what I am experiencing more and more, and I had this beautiful conversation with a dear friend of mine. We're not brother and sister by birth. However, definitely we're brother and sister in our spiritual family. Mm. And we talked about seeing each other as who we really are first, which is the beingness of who we are, that we are this oneness energy.
Beautiful.
And that gender and color and everything else, that story, that's so not even less than secondary, it's tertiary. It's not who we really are. And granted, every human third dimension form here in this Earth holodeck, or this, not Earth, just, but third dimension holodeck, you know, physical world, there are these programs, and when we're not awake,
We're serving the purpose of creating catalytic contrast for a self-exploration on behalf of who we really are as the greater self. So that's, it's okay if someone doesn't wake up. It's okay if they're in a research mode and self-destructing, because they are in the they are serving
perfect.
Their purpose. Yeah,
perfect. And you don't know if that's their mastery to help you see where you are. You know, it's so beautiful.
Creating the perfect catalytic contrast reflection to awaken more realization and evolution in another being. So the point is that so we're seeing each other first as unified, and that we are the oneness, and that each program that each of us has is solely designed to expand that self-awareness of all of us. So as we become more self-aware and release, we're releasing it from everything because we are in one unity. So the point we were talking about is coming into this place of neutrality, of being neutral, compassionately observing in it from a place of neutral, where it doesn't matter to my value if another person wants to explore their identity through a different gender or a different way of expressing gender. It doesn't affect, because we already are the oneness. The value is established. It's not about the value. It's about understanding and awareness of the expansiveness of who we really are.
Goodness. Do you know if we all wake up of that gender thing, how many companies will go out of business?
That's not going to happen because it wouldn't serve the higher purpose of creating the holodeck for self exploration. Now it might the expansiveness of contrast may diminish. It may not be necessary to have such a 180 extensive opposites between fear and love and fear and joy. It may be that doesn't have to be. I don't know. We'll see. But certainly a lot of things are shifting, and that just being aware, being aware of the fact that gender is just part of the illusion of separation, and that it's not, we're not first and foremost male or female. We're first and foremost divine consciousness, merely self-exploring through a third dimension human form, whatever form that might be.
Yes, beautiful. You know, housing and understanding that is just becoming more beautifully into my life. I have no words to put what I'm going through right now. And it's okay.
Yeah, it is okay.
Yeah,
it absolutely is, because we're all unified in this process. We're all involved in some way. Well, show's coming to a conclusion today. We're great topic. We could go on for another hour, I'm sure. But thank you so much for co-hosting with me today, Frances. I really appreciate it. And
thank you for having me again. It was my honor.
Oh, it's so great. I love you, and I love doing the show with you. It's awesome.
Thank you.
So in 2 weeks, we'll be back live again, and we'll have Rob, and I'm excited to hear what his experiences were at the Laughing Yoga training. And we'll go ahead and close the show with expanding our heart back into the joy love frequency and utilizing your nature activator, if that's what, you know, to help you. And just to let that expand, bringing in the joy energy back into your focus, letting that be your predominant energy of joy love. Let it go expand in your heart, out into the source, from source into the belly, and just let that flow happen. And until we're together again in a couple of weeks, may joy be with you.
This has been Empowered Whole Being Radio. Thank you for joining us. On-demand episodes are available at empoweredwholebeing.com. Until next time, joy to you.